This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. What have we here? It is Tom Chenault. It is Richard Brooke. And he is in a funeral parlor, it looks like. He's got himself a beautiful background of a very, very gorgeous, gorgeous. What is that? Oh, that's gorgeous. This is so exciting. We have been looking forward to this show forever. You guys, if I've got a mentor, it's him. I mean, I think he is the real deal. He's so much more solid than I will ever be in my life, not only physically, but also emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. It's very, and financially. It is so exciting to have him. What, you like him?
I love him. He's like the father I never had.
I know. He's unbelievable. Hello. And you got to see your goddaughter, one of the Fog Girls.
Yeah.
New York. How exciting was that?
That was great. We had dinner with the whole Fog family.
What, even the ex-wife?
Yeah, of course. Oh, no, not the ex-wife. Well, yeah, well, the second ex-wife, not the first ex-wife. Don't confuse me.
Katusha, or whatever. Yeah, I like her. She's a great woman. I know her. Met her in Russia. So, no, I didn't. So, anyway.
Are we live?
Yes.
Oh,
this is the radio show.
I wanted to change my shirt.
Well, too late. You look great. Okay, so here's the deal. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. This is going to be an unbelievable show. So you want to pay attention today because we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff, about the future of this profession, where it's going, where it's been, and why we can't jack this up. And Richard's waving his finger because he's afraid we're not on Facebook because he got kicked off yesterday, and he still thinks it had something to do with him. He doesn't know all of Facebook went down. So very exciting.
I thought I shut it down.
Yeah, you and Al Gore. That's exciting. Good. So tell me a story. What's going on? You're on this world trip. You're learning more about humanity, learning what's important, which is human connection, and having the time of your life with your dogs and your wife, right?
Yeah, you know what's kind of magical, Tom and Adrian, is motorhoming, which includes camping. I think it falls in the same category of riding a motorcycle and boating and, you know, probably surfing, that when you're involved in those activities, all the pretense and all the attitude and all the barriers and all the polarity of politics just melts away, and everybody's like high-fiving and hugging and talking and where are you from and where are you going and How do you like your motorhome? So, you know, it's kind of a beautiful thing, motorhoming. It transcends all those artificial barriers we put up in connecting with each other. So, yeah, we're having fun. We're on a, for those that don't know, which probably everybody watched, we're on a four-month tour of America in a motorhome. It's called PARS, Pickleball and People, the Pineapple Express, and yeah, we're 2 months in. We're in Georgetown, Washington, D.C. this week. Came here to see the sights. I've basically spent the last 2 days on Zoom. But tomorrow, we're going to go see the sights, and tomorrow night we're going on a nighttime private bicycle guided tour. All the stuff. And then Thursday morning, I'm going to meet Biden and Pelosi and McConnell in a private, just the four of us meeting, and we're going to write legislation on requiring that every American citizen belong to at least one network marketing company. We're going to mandate network marketing as part of people's, you know, pathway to economic freedom and independence so that, you know, we don't have to, like, support everybody with the government. So that's Thursday. Stay tuned. I'll update you guys. I'll do a live or something Thursday about noon. Joe and I.
The signature ceremony.
Watch for it.
That was the longest lead up to a joke I'd ever heard. Awesome. This is so great. Okay, now we got to take a commercial break. No, we're still here. No, I was just joking, Richard. It's all right. So Michelle Eldridge has joined us, kind of in and out. She just turned off her camera again. What a rock star she is.
Leave your camera on, Michelle.
Hello. I didn't mean to hit the button. Excuse the technology. You know, the challenge is over here that I have. I was there. Y'all were talking about me when Michelle gets here, and I'm like, people are texting me. I'm like, hello. Here I am. So
we got you now. The reason we want you aboard is we don't know anybody more plugged into all the social media and all the platforms and owning all of those instead of having all of those own you. It's just a joy to have you with us, and we're going to get right to it. So, Richard Brook, where are we in this big world of network marketing right now? Is it just the wild, wild west of crypto and all the other horse manure stuff that you're always ranting about, or are we seeing a flight to quality? What do you see going on out there?
I see a flight to quality. Yeah, for sure. I see a flight to quality, a flight to legacy. You know, just cutting right to it. My personal opinion, you said I was going to be opinionated on this show. So personal opinion, which is also a fact. So when you marry those two together, it's pretty potent that the only really viable economic reason and benefit to building a network marketing business is the asset income or the legacy income or the residual income, call it whatever you want, the build it once, get paid forever income, which you just can't do anywhere else in the world for like part-time and investing $300 or $400 or $500. You can make $500 or $1,000 a month doing a million things. Somebody needs to make an extra $500 a month. Well, drive Uber. Buy something on eBay and sell it on Amazon. Do Etsy. Go work at Walmart for 6 hours a week. We're not part of the gig economy. The gig economy is like a million things people can do. And I realize that a lot of people in network marketing make $200, $300, $400, $500 a month, and that's all they want to make. And that's cool. That's great. We have that opportunity. But that's not what makes us unique, because you can do that doing a million things. What makes us unique is through exponential growth of the sales force and the customer base, you can build up a team, a community of repeat customers that's big enough, you know, maybe somewhere around 300, 400, 500, 600 repeat customers. So the customers and the sales force don't care what you do.
Bada bing.
If it's big enough so they don't care who you are or what you do as the founder of that team, then you got a shot at asset income. But, of course, you only have a shot at it if you're selling products that people love and buy forever. And that's not crypto. That's not services. That's not technology. Technology totally reinvents itself every 36 months or something. If you want a clue what kind of products produce legacy asset income, I don't know, maybe go look at the top 50 direct selling companies in the world that are over 25 years old and look and see what kind of products they sell. You won't find crypto or education or services or anywhere in that bunch. They're all nutrition, weight loss, vanity products. So, yeah, there's a flight to that, Tom, and I'm a champion for it.
So am I.
I think that's a huge thing, and there's so much hype out there, and there's a lot of companies out there that are really good at creating that FOMO, right, that fear.
Oh, I can't.
That this is ground floor. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's jumping on this hot new whiz bang thing. And
it's easy. Oh, my gosh. Fantastic. Okay.
And the reality is that, I mean, you know the numbers, Richard. What percentage of new companies fail? It's gigantic, right?
It's well, you know, I wish we kept track of it. you can't keep track of it through the Direct Selling Association because only about a fourth of the network marketing companies based in the United States are members of the DSA. But if you just kept track through the DSA, I mean, it's got to be 95% fail that are DSA members.
And that's a bona fide credential to even get in there. So that's a higher than average quality in the first place for that sample. It's amazing.
Yeah, there's 190 DSA members, Direct Selling Association of America, this is based right here in D.C. There's about 700 network marketing companies based in the United States right now. 190 of them are DSA members. I think the failure rate's 99%, 98%, and I just base that on, you know, the last 45 years, how many companies have I seen start? Thousands and thousands and thousands. How many of them are still here? Well, 700, and that includes the ones that started last week. So,
yep.
I mean, it's like number one, folks. Oh. If you want to get paid forever on what you built, you got to build something that doesn't promise it's going to be the next billion-dollar company. It doesn't promise they're going to reinvent network marketing. It doesn't promise they're going to be the fastest growing or claim they are the fastest growing. They've proven that if you build it, they'll pay you forever. And, of course, no company has proven forever, but there are companies that have been paying people for over 60 years, three generations. I have clients that are the grandchildren of the people that built the business.
Wow. Yeah, I'm so upset at you. I forgot about something. Number one, every time he's on the show, he goes, shut up. Let somebody else talk. And here we are, you know, he's just like on and on and on.
What do you invite him? I'm the guest. You invited me on the show.
Okay, well, I'm still dozing off. Here's the deal. On your wall, you did this beautiful post the other day, and I put a quote up there, and you didn't even like it. You don't even read the comments. The lifetime. Seriously, the opportunity of a lifetime is only as good as the lifetime of the opportunity.
I actually did comment on that.
I love that quote. I stole it, but I think it was profound. It wasn't me, of course. I just parroted it. But the true story is everybody, you're building this thing, and you're putting people's destiny in your hands. They didn't join it. They joined you. And if you've got, like, let's do this until it goes out of business mentality, you are absolutely going to hell. So let's not
do that. Basically, I mean, that's about the size, right?
Oh, let's be honest. He's the one. He's opinionated. I will tell you, we are sponsored by Genesis Communication Network, and I love the guy. And we're about to hear a great bacon commercial, so stick around. We're coming back right after this on the Genesis Communication Network.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know what it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got the great Adrian Chenault, the unbelievable Richard Blissbrook, and Michelle Josephine Eldridge with us. It's a very, very good day. And isn't this fun having them all here?
That was a good pull, Mr. Contact Mapper. You should have seen her face.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Michelle is like Robin on the Howard Stern show. You know, she's just got this energy that is so great and so excellent and so different from, you know, the all Mr. Prim and Perfect Mr. Brook. And this is going to be the best show ever. And I'm going to, you guys got to watch this. So keep it moving, baby.
Keep it moving, Adrian.
Keep it moving.
So, keep it moving. Adrian's like, what do I even do with it?
Oh, my God. So too funny. That was a great contact mapping story. And I will ask this question because that I already know the answer to, because somebody's middle name and why they chose to insert their middle name into their title is one of the great stories of all time. So, Richard Brook, why did you start going by Richard Bliss?
Well, this is awesome.
In the early 1990s?
You guys need to contact map this.
Well, because I just have the ultimate in self-esteem, and how else would you express that other than to add the word bliss to your name?
It is quite zen. I always assumed it was something of this sort of putting up
the vibe,
but there's a better story.
Actually is my real middle name. I'm actually, too, you don't know this, Tom. I should leave this on your phone message next time I call you and you don't answer. I'm a junior.
Whoa, I didn't know
that. Yeah, I'm Richard Blissbrook, Jr.
You better contact map that, Tom.
Oh, I got it. I just walked it in right there. It's in there.
Yeah. So my dad was Richard Blissbrook, and my grandmother on my father's side is a Bliss. That's the surname. The Blisses immigrated to the United States in the 1600s, 1700s from Ireland and England. And my, like, great-great-grandfather was, they were ranchers in Nevada and California. I never actually liked the name Bliss. I thought it was kind of airy-fairy, and so I never used it. Until the Internet came of age, like, I don't know, 1995 or something like that, or whenever Google, like, launched, and you know, people started telling me, hey, we Googled you, and we came up with a porn star. Because in 1995, you can actually Google this, in 1995 through like 97, 98, 99, somewhere in there, the number one porn star in the world was Brooke Richards.
No.
So people would Google me, and they would end up with this porn star. I kind of doubt she's still the number one porn star in the world. But somewhere around 2000, to distinguish myself on the internet, I added Bliss to my name, and it helped because there are still actually there's a lot of Richard Brooks, but I'm the only.
Well, you're the first one that pops up on Google. I checked today. Yep.
There was a friend of mine named Harry Robert Reams. Back in those days, so do you guys remember the porn star Harry Reams?
No, we don't, Tom.
That's from 1955. Yeah, that's the first porn star I ever remember the name of.
We wouldn't know that. Can we get back to number one?
Why did I dare introduce this topic into our conversation? But that really is now. I was laughing so hard when you told that story because I never would have thought that was why you used your middle name.
Well, and now it's really catchy, and his business is named after it, and I'm just like, I was telling my husband about it last night. I'm like, why not? Why wouldn't you? If it's not his name, like, I would name myself that if I thought it.
Denise stayed the whole weekend, put Brooke up, cooked six meals a day for him, fed those dogs, got bit by the dogs, only for one reason, and that was to get a Bliss hat. Didn't get it. She was so up. Her favorite
what?
Hat.
Huh, I feel that way about my T-shirt.
Her favorite hat is the Bliss hat.
30 of them in the motorhome.
She loves the Bliss hat.
Network marketing. Adrian, bring it back. Anchor it. We're here for substance.
I hate to break it to you. There's a break.
Please let the train leave the station without.
We're about 20 seconds.
We're adding 45 seconds. We got a minute and a half. But we're going to. So the next. Lest you
for
think
real.
That there's going to be no real content on this show, the next segment's the long one. I have a whole string. I did my homework. I got a whole string of great questions. We're going to go deep. But that was fun. I think that was worth the price of admission. So I think it was.
28 minutes in, we're going to get down to it.
It's going to be amazing.
We started off good. We've had some content on this show, I think.
He's never happy.
Are we just, is this commercial time?
No, I think so.
We got 45 seconds. So,
still?
Yeah, I know it. You're all right. So, Richard, how many stops have you made on the Pineapple Express, roughly?
Well, let's see. Oh, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50. We're on week 9, about 7,500 miles. We started in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and went for 2 or 3 weeks around the Northwest. And then we started headed east to Montana, Idaho, Utah, then back up to Wyoming and Nebraska and Colorado and Iowa and up to New England. We've been up to Connecticut. Now I came down to, and we're going down to Southeast, and
you'll be close to me soon, I think. Maybe
there we go.
We're going to meet you somewhere on top of the Smoky Mountains or something.
Happening.
Let's take a break. We'll take a break. We're coming back right after this on the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Economists call it a weak jobs report, and that's not how President Biden sees it, though. The Labor Department announcing yesterday 194,000 jobs added in September. Analysts expecting 500,000 new jobs, though. Biden highlighting the good news from the report.
Unemployment for Hispanic workers was down, and the unemployment rate for African Americans fell almost a full percent. And it's now below 8% for the first time in 17 months.
When Biden took office, the unemployment rate overall was 6.3%. It's now 4.8%. Better, but still worse than the 3.5% we had in February 2020 before the pandemic. Damage to an oil pipeline off the California coast could go back a ways, at least 126,000 gallons spilling since the line ruptured last week 3 miles off Newport Beach. The Coast Guard announcing yesterday an investigation finds the line was intact in October 2020. Investigators say they'll use that as their starting point to determine if there was any other damage leading up to last week's incident. This is USA Radio News. Oil prices up. West Texas Intermediate crude futures, considered the benchmark for U.S. oil, they're up to over $80 a barrel for the first time in 7 years. Some positive COVID numbers around parts of the country, leaving medical experts encouraged. Some places, though, seeing a spike in cases. Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha telling CBS News yesterday where he sees cause for concern.
New England, which is very well vaccinated, I think is going to do okay. Midwest, Great Plains states, a lot of places with low vaccination rates, I'm more worried.
Utah, one of those states reporting more COVID cases. Over 1,600 new cases reported yesterday and 11 deaths. Over 350 school-aged children among the new cases. Former President Trump holding a rally in Iowa tonight. This will be his first rally in Iowa since the 2020 election. The visit to Des Moines comes days after a new poll shows he's more popular now than when he left office. The Des Moines Register MediaCom Iowa poll shows Trump's approval rating at 53%. That's his highest mark ever in the poll. That same poll finds President Biden's approval rating much lower at 37%. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We have got the first half of this show was a little bit like the Seinfeld show, a lot about nothing, but a lot of fun. You laughed. It was exciting. But the second half is going to have a heck of a lot more content, but you're still going to say, where do we get more of Richard Bliss Brook? And do not let us forget to tell you about a special he's doing tomorrow night for free as an introduction into his mastermind. It will be a 90-minute dive into what he's going to do over the next 9 weeks, which is going to have you swallow your cigar, especially when you figure out the price, which took me about an hour to get to, and I kept thinking he was building up because he was offering so much content, and I finally got to the top of the mountain, and I literally screamed because it was so affordable for a mutt like me. And what I love about it is he is one of the only ones that's exactly, I mean, I can't think of another trainer that lives in both worlds. I live over here in the heart. Almost everybody else lives over there in the skills and all the talent. And very few people are doing both. And I'm not.
I'm no good over here. I'm good here and I'm good over there. Richard Brooke wears all three hats, like Denise's Bliss hats, all three of them, very, very well. That's what I want to talk about. So take it away, Adrian, and ask him some smart questions.
So, Richard, you've been at this for a long time, and you've taught a lot about mindset, and that's a huge theme of what you do. You've taught a lot about authenticity, and you've done it as well, right? You owned a company, you've built in the field, you've worn all the hats. What stands out as the most important things to do and the most important things to be as a human being in order to be successful in this business?
Well, so first I want to say, and I think it's really critically important for wisdom and content. I have done it all in network marketing, and I've failed everywhere. I failed as a distributor. I failed as a company owner. I've failed as a generic trainer and coach. I've failed as a board member of the Direct Selling Association. I've failed as a keynote speaker. I failed at all of it. But, you know, it's one of those, you know, that graphic where you know, from A to B in success is like, and then you end up, and B is higher than A. And how did I do that? I just kept failing forward, I guess. But I have a lot of humility about my career because I have failed way more than I have succeeded. But to answer your question, Adrian, one of the things that I think we all need is authenticity. And that's a big word, and a lot of people don't know what that means, really. It's kind of like the word integrity. People like to throw it around, but they don't really know what it means. And so here's what I mean by authenticity. It's just being real. It's just, you know, the best example, I use it in my trainings, is the Wizard of Oz, right? So you got the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, and he's like, I'm the greatest, I'm the most powerful, this is the best opportunity world, we're the fastest, join me, you'll make $1 million here, I'm the smartest, I'm the best, look at my car, right? And then Toto pulls the curtain back, and the wizard is like, well, actually, I'm not all that in a cup of coffee. But then because the wizard drops into that vulnerable place of truth, what also comes with that truth is the wizard then coaches from this place of humility and wisdom and truth. And so how I see authenticity is, you know, it's the whole bag. Like if you've knocked it out of the park, if you've got some great ideas, if you've accomplished some great things, if you've got some great strategies, if you've done some really powerful things, I think it's authentic to talk about those. I think it's also authentic to talk about how often you fail and how often you're a lost ball in high weeds and you don't really know what's going on and you need help. And you know, most network marketers don't do that. They only promote how wonderful things are going, how smart they are, how easy it is. And why do we need to be authentic? For this reason. It's what really resonates with the other person. The other person trusts the energy of authenticity. They can see it, they can hear it, they can feel it, they trust it. And like a motto I use in my training is trust as your number one strategy. Because if you can create trust with the other person, well, that's what's missing for them to engage with you. It's not that they don't want to make more money. I mean, go ask 100 people, hey, how would it feel if you won the lottery and, you know, the state of whatever sent you $5,000 a month for the rest of your life? How would that feel? Oh, my gosh, people would be over the moon, right? people want what we have to offer. I'm not suggesting we're a lottery, but you get the point. It's like an annuity. It's billed at once, get paid forever if you pick the right company. People want what we have to offer. They want community. They want fun. They want recognition. They want adventure. They want education. They want personal development. Why don't they engage with us? They don't trust us. You know, and it's hereditary almost. It's 70 years worth of hype and BS and manipulation. And and the marketing all sounds like the guy behind the curtain.
Yep.
And so what do we need to do? We just need to be authentic. We need to tell the truth. We need to be transparent. You know, one of the things I like to show people is, hey, here's our income disclosure statement. You might notice that 99% of our people in our company, they don't make any money at all. And the other 99.5%, they don't make very much. And I'm just curious, do you consider yourself a 99%er or a 1%er?
Yeah.
And then people, you know, they love that transparency. And then they go, I'm a 1%er. All right, then.
Exactly.
That's a compliant pitch, right? But I told the truth. I didn't tell them they were going to be a 1%er. They told me. And the other half of your question, Adrian, you just tell me how much time I have because, you know, I can go on.
You're doing great. Keep going.
You know, what do people need to do? We just need to tell our story. We don't need to tell our story to 30 people a day. Why? Well, because you're not going to find anybody on your team or any prospect that's going to follow you to tell your story 30 times a day or even 10 times a day. You'll knock it out of the park. You'll hit a walk-off grand slam if you tell your story once a day and you get some people to follow you and tell their story once a day. One of the things that's missing in our profession is we get all these unicorns, all these seven-figure earners that, I mean, they just happen to be gifted. They get in a company. They hit a company at the right time, you know, whatever. They just explode into seven figures, and then we take them and march them across all the stages and say, well, do what they did. Except,
hello.
How those people make all their money are people that are trying to figure out how to make $50, how to tell their story once a week. So we need role models. That it's not about, you know, the motto is success loves speed. Well, success does need some speed, but it doesn't love speed. What it loves is consistency. If we're consistent and the daily activity is duplicatable, like people can look at what we're doing and say, well, I can do that. I mean, that's the green light that creates exponential growth. The duplication is you got to have people look at you and say, I can do that. If people look at you and say, wow, you're amazing, I can't do that, you don't get duplication. And that's all we need to do to be successful in network marketers is be real and tell our story consistently. And, you know, you got to have a vision and goals and ambition and passion that's more important to you than looking bad by being a network marketer. That's kind of what it boils down to is what's more important to you, looking good or achieving your dreams? If looking good is more important to you, you'll never make it in network marketing because the only network marketers that look good are the seven-figure earners. All the rest of us are like network marketers, right? We're branded with, we're one of those people. And you gotta, you want to be successful here, you got to own that. And the people that are more interested in looking good and having everybody think they're super cool, they don't make it.
Usually looking good and being good are somewhat in direct opposition to one another. And so you pick one and decide which one you really want. Because, and why would you pick looking good? It just, you know, when you realize that truth, it changes everything.
This is killing me.
Richard, it's fun that she's on here right now. So Kat Ritter is hanging out with us, and we're running a challenge right now. And she told a story this morning of really building an authentic relationship with somebody, doing all the right things. And the person called her on the phone yesterday and basically enrolled herself. And it just was so, it fits so well into what you talk about. The right time to ask somebody to take a look at what you have is when they're asking you to ask them. And, you know, this was like an 11 out of 10 moment like that. But you can create that experience consistently if you know how to do what you just talked about, right?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's just really a matter of perspective. Here's a hack that I offer people to kind of allow them to feel in their body what it feels like to be the kind of networker that's going to make it. This is a physiological hack.
Can we do the hack after the break so I don't get fired? So let's just, we're going right now. So thank you very much, Mr. Hack.
Interrupting me.
I know, and I feel horrible.
He doesn't.
Cute enough, and he's 70 years old, so he has to go to the bathroom. But we're going to, he's back. All right, he's gone. All right, here he gets his water. We're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. This is my entire piece of this show today. I feel very good that I get to say this. We have got Adrian Chenault, Richard Brook, Michelle Eldridge, and an unbelievable studio audience out there. And I'm very happy to have you all aboard. And this has been exciting. Don't you, Logan?
It's been a great show. And so before the break, Richard, you were talking about this, your hack, and what it looks like to really feel to what it takes to be the kind of networker that's going to be successful in this business. And so I want to hear that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. So, you know, when we're coaching people that are struggling and, you know, if we're talking to 100 network marketers, most of them are struggling. Maybe they had some periods where they had some momentum, but most people in our profession struggle to build exponential growth. And when you talk to those people and ask them, you know, what's going on, what are you struggling with, what it kind of boils down to is there's this attitude, sort of this little bit of a black cloud over their attitude about the work. And, of course, what is the work? Well, it is marketing to your network, network marketing. It's asking people, hey, can I tell you my story? And, then, of course, most people are going to say no, but the ones who say yes, you tell them your story. That's the work. You don't do that work, nothing else matters. And when we talk to these people, what we find is sort of these debilitating rhetorical questions that frame their attitude. And those questions sound like this. Well, who do I talk to? And so, you know, people will spend thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to learn who to talk to, which is kind of insane. And once they figure out who to talk to, which is, they're right in here, then what they'll ask is, well, what do I say to them? And people will spend tens of thousands of dollars to learn what to say to people. And then what they'll say is, well, what do I do if they say no? And people will spend millions of dollars on the psychology that they need to have the self-esteem to have it be okay that somebody rejects them. So here's the hack. The hack is I just propose to people, hey, let's pretend that your network marketing company totally changed their compensation plan and they got rid of the 12 different ways you get paid that nobody can really explain, especially not all the hoops you got to jump through and the gotchas and the fine print. They get rid of the 12 different ways to get paid and they replace it with a very simple, illegal headhunting fee. Not very legal, but here's the fee. The company will pay you $500 a day, $15,000 a month. And here's all you got to do. Just tell your story once a day. That's all you got to do. If it's midnight and you haven't told your story, you're fired and you can't ever come back in. But if you'll tell your story once a day, pay you $15,000 a month. Now, the cool thing about that is everybody in the company makes $15,000 a month. Everybody. You can't make more than that because they're only going to pay you $500 a day. And you can't make less than that because if you ever skip a day, you're fired. Everybody makes $15,000 a month. You make $500 a day for telling your story once a day. You got it? You understand the comp plan? People go, okay, I got it. Who are you going to talk to?
Yeah.
And then notice in your body when you visualize that, folks, that who you're going to talk to is no longer an obstacle. It's not something you need to spend money trying to figure out. And the answer is actually not everyone. Some people say, oh, everyone. No, well, you only need to talk to one person a day. The answer is actually anyone. Anyone you choose to talk to gets you paid. And then the second question is, well, what do you say to them? And when I post people that, I say, okay, what, at $500 a day, what are you going to say to them? And they pause for just a second, and then they realize they don't know exactly what they're going to say to that person, and they'll figure it out. And then I ask them the third question, what are you going to do if they say no? And they're like, what do I care? I get paid anyway.
There you go.
So there is a whole hour-long presentation where I do the math to show people. Talking to one person a day is actually worth about $2,500 a day, not $500. But what it boils down to, what's missing in people doing the work, is they actually don't believe the work's worth it. That's a big elephant in the room. We've got these super complicated compensation plans. We got very few people that are making big money. And the person that's up and coming, they don't understand how they're going to make money. They don't understand how exponential growth works. They don't understand how network marketing really works, how they get paid, how they might get paid forever. And they don't believe that if they do the work for 2 or 3 years, it's going to pay off. Because
we learned this in the Momentum Mastermind. Is this going to come out in this course that you're starting tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're doing, because we're getting out of here.
Oh,
man. Everybody needs to go to Momentum Sneak Peek right now. Go there. Look at the time tonight. I'll be there. We're all going to have a party with Brooke on the microphone, so he'll get to talk, and I guarantee you it will be worth it, and he'll be behind those beautiful curtains again, and it will be So what you want to do is go to Momentum Sneak Peek right now, not in a little while. Register now and make a commitment to go to this thing.
It's in 2.5 hours.
Yeah. It's free. It's free. Free.
Yep, tonight.
How do I get a rake if it's free?
Well, you don't.
It's free. I know, I know. I'm kidding. There's a feeble attempt at humor. All right, who do we have next week? Anybody got any idea? I don't know who you're going to be. It's somebody. It's going to be great.
It's going to
so
be great.
We'll be back next week, same time, same station, Network Marketing Leadership Show. We love Richard Brooke, and we'll see everybody in 2.5 hours. Stick around.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.